Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Homewood Casino Resort, the player's place.
All right, we're halfway home on a Thursday. Ben and Woods, 97.3, the Fan, fresh off of a series victory against the best team in baseball, right? 96 wins for the Milwaukee Brewers. So we did drop a game to the best team in baseball. Lost 3-1. It happens. It's okay. Everybody calm? Everybody good?
I'm good.
I'm good till next Tuesday. Then I will not be calm or good at all. Thanks for tuning in. Really appreciate it. We got the roundtable coming up. An hour of commercial-free Padres talk. Have some roundtable pizza. All of that. It's going to be very, very fun. Potentially the last roundtable of the year. We're not sure. I think we will keep it rolling as long as they're in the playoffs. It's what I've been led to believe by Ben and Paul.
And Adam. And, I think Adam's the one Adam. Who told me. We keep going. As long as the Padres keep going, we keep going.
Okay.
Well, you guys
Which
have
means
fun with that today.
You're out today.
If everything goes well, we'll have another 4 roundtables after this
that
one.
That would be great. I would actually look forward to
that
it.
That would be fantastic news for everybody in San Diego.
Can we get it on record, though, now, Adam, that if they lose Tuesday and Wednesday, I don't want to do a roundtable on Thursday do a season wrap-up.
No.
Because I'll be doing a season wrap-up for 4 hours.
Not only for us, but don't make Tony and Chris come in
right
after the disappointment early just to break. We'll have months to break down.
Literally.
Last two games
It'll
of the year.
It'll be like one long
Let's
round
Let's not even
table.
Think about that being a possibility.
Okay, deal.
Let's not even think about it right now.
Question of the day. Kika says, do you really eat the pizza from Roundtable? Yeah, and it's spectacular. I can't today because I go straight to the gym today. So it's
You can have one little slice. Just a carb load. You know,
no,
people like to carb load.
I vomited up and he kicks my ass so hard that I can't eat. I can't
not even
eat.
One little slice?
I eat a banana for fuel. And then that almost comes up every workout.
They bring chicken wings, a little protein.
I can't even imagine what he's going to put me through and burping up chicken wings and
Bread
pizza.
Stick?
No, garlicky. Yeah, I don't want
garlicky.
The taste, man.
Okay,
I don't.
Fine.
I don't want the taste.
I will be
I love
indulging
it.
Today.
It's delicious. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, executive producer. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins as well. And Ben has brought something to the table. You know, listen, I think we need to tread lightly. Because we just heard a commercial for these guys, and they're a sponsor of the station.
Well,
it's not their fault. They didn't do anything.
No, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just yesterday, I was anchoring at Channel 10 this week, and sitting next to me is my fellow anchor and reporter, Max Goldwasser, who is fairly new. He's been around, I think, like a year and a half, 2 years in town. And he sits down, he gets there, and he says, oh, really cool billboard I just saw of you and Woods. And I go, a billboard of me and Woods. I mean, it's not unheard of for a successful morning radio show to have billboards in the town in which they broadcast, but it's pretty unheard of. I feel like Odyssey, someone would have told me, or we would have posed for a picture. There would have been some sort of, hey, we're putting this billboard up of you guys
in
these locations.
You. Finally.
But I actually did kind of have an idea of what he was talking about, because This billboard went up right outside of Channel 10. It is on the corner at Holm Avenue, Federal, and Fairmount, right where our station is, 47th Street, of actually one of our sponsors here at the station and one of the Padres' partners. It's San Diego's personal injury lawyers, Singleton and Schreiber. Gerald Singleton, when he dresses up, does bear at least some resemblance to yours truly. Not exactly, but he wears glasses that look like mine.
Got dark hair.
He's got dark hair, a similar smile, and I could sort of see, okay, that looks like Ben. Brett Schreiber, on the other hand, not really. I mean, he has facial hair.
And he has a beard.
He has a larger head, which is somewhat...
I have a fairly... similar.
Somewhat similar. If you're in our YouTube stream, you are now seeing the Singleton... And this is the picture that is on the billboard, located in multiple locations throughout San Diego. It is not Ben and Woods.
Can he read?
That is not Ben and Woods.
Can he read?
We are not San Diego's personal injury...
Oh, my God.
Lawyers.
How does he look at that and go, A, it doesn't say Ben and Woods, it says Singleton and Schreiber. How are you a reporter if you can't read? And have
blind? I mean, you're driving, you don't necessarily have time to read everything on a billboard. You just see the pictures. Okay, so the
identical. Look at that.
It's not Ben and Woods.
No offense again.
All right, now, Gerald Singleton is a good-looking guy, for sure. He looks tall and handsome.
Don't take shots at Schreiber.
There's nothing
He's
wrong
a handsome guy,
he
too.
Looks a little more like Sean Lewis,
he
maybe.
He does.
Yeah.
Paulie's going side to side. I like his tie. My tie.
Oh, man.
I do like that look.
Holy crap.
Sharply dressed gentleman.
I'm dying.
And again, but not... no. There are no Ben and Woods billboards up in San Diego right now.
He has the beard I covet. I can't grow a thick beard like him.
It is true. Much thicker than your beard.
I hate my thin, patchy beard.
I honestly, Paulie, I look like I'm an attorney, aren't I?
You are.
I would be perfect as an attorney.
Dude's got a nice jaw, too.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
I do. Way better.
Is that Singleton or
Schreiber?
That's
Gerald Singleton.
Why did you put my gullet hanging over my collar? That's not even real. It's a bad Photoshop job. I hate this. I just don't understand how you look at that. That's us.
The SD Padres logo and the two guys, I guess, is where he got it from.
That's unbelievable.
Thought that was the Ben and Woods billboard.
Maybe we should get together with them and do a side-by-side, I'd love to do a group picture with Singleton and Schreiber.
Get him in studio one day.
Unbelievable.
That is just so good.
He does look, I can see you. I can see that.
Especially from a long range
yes.
billboard, there's definitely a resemblance there.
He's got a way better chin than you and I. My chin is my weakest spot. I don't think I would ever get plastic surgery per se, but I would get the gullet taken out. Just a little tighten a little bit. Yeah, you're getting a little gobbler.
I'm not.
So you are.
What?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's I clearly passed it on to you.
Been
working with me for this long, you're going to get a gobbler. Paulie, you're going to get one too. Keep that beard long to cover it up. You're lucky you have better facial hair.
And I just have to stick my neck out the rest of my life.
Yeah. I think it actually makes it worse because you're stretching the skin. Oh. You stretch the skin.
And then it doesn't snap back like it's supposed to.
It doesn't snap back. It doesn't. I'm sorry, though, that it is. You have one too now.
Did you get your cable situation resolved? You were worried
Cox
about it yesterday.
Good.
You good now?
I was so worried for our Sammy Hagar. They finished the – it was scheduled repair, and they took good care of it, of everybody on the block, not just me.
That's good.
So it's all done.
Now, you have a reputation for overpaying for things like that.
Yeah.
Our pal Paulie seems to have gone a different direction yesterday. He was telling us
about – I don't want to hear this.
I might be mad at
you.
He
had an amazing deal – at a place that I enjoy shopping at, Costco.
Yeah, somebody had told me, so I mentioned maybe a couple of weeks ago
you were talking about something that you were paying too much for, and I thought I was paying too much for my cell phone bill, me and my wife. And somebody said, go to Costco, because I have AT&T. Costco has AT&T booths or kiosks in the store, and they said they are the best. They will hook you up. They will take care of you. Told you guys what I was paying for my cell phone bill.
Yes.
And it was a little bit high. Now, we were paying off our iPhones from a couple of years ago. We had like two more months left on those payments, so that would drop it down like $30 each. I got in there, and not only did I get my lower bill, I got my cell phone bill cut in half about.
Wow.
With two new iPhone 17 Pros. So the two phones and our cell phone service, I'm saving almost $100.
Now, is this...
I'm not done.
You're not done. And there's more.
Each phone that I purchased came with a $100 Costco gift card. So I got $200 in Costco gift cards as well. Now, I had to pay off the phones. It was like $100 each or whatever, to the last two payments on those phones. So it was kind of a wash there. But credited with $200 in Costco gift cards. I also had to add internet. We're going to use AT&T's internet in our new place next week. So when I set that up, I bundled it. So two new iPhones, our same exact cell phone service, and internet, I'm paying less than I was just paying for our phone bill as of like yesterday morning.
I can't even relate.
I'm going.
I
feel like I need to go.
Are you on? You're on Verizon though, aren't you?
I'm Spectrum right now.
Okay,
but if there's a deal to be had, now here's. Here's my question. Is this one of those introductory deals, and when you're not looking, it will then triple in price on you? Because
probably
that happens all the time. You sign up, and then after 6 months or a year, you all of a sudden look, wait, I was paying $120, now I'm paying $340. When did that happen? And they don't tell you, hey, your bill's about to go up massively in case you want to, you know, cancel on us. They never let you know about that. You always have to... like, be on the lookout. Like, when is my introductory rate about to expire?
It's just come to my attention. And it just hit home, I think, with me that I just don't utilize Costco really at all, but definitely not enough. Definitely, definitely not enough. I do fear, though, that I'm the kind of guy to go into Costco and it's like, but it's so, the price is so good, I'll just buy too much. Does that make sense? Like,
you're walking out with one of those massage chairs.
A massage chair, yeah. 700 shrimp on one platter. I'm like, we have shrimp for a month, babe, if we want it. And I think I don't utilize it enough.
I was blown away.
Megan says, I didn't even know you had a membership. I have a membership every year. We go once a year, and I still pay for like the executive membership.
Costco, and they're not a sponsor, but I just don't see how it's not worth it. Whatever the membership is now, $60 a year, I save so much more than that in just like one or two trips to Costco every year. I went and got gas at Costco last night. There's a Costco down by Channel 10 after work. No one was there. I mean, I didn't have to wait. I drove right in. I'm paying 60 or 70 cents less per gallon. So when I fill up the tank, I'm already saving about $8-9 right there. Like that's just one fill up. And if you do that a few times during the year, there's no way it doesn't pay for itself almost automatically every single time. And then at the end of the year, they send me a check that I can pay $178 of rebates that they send me at the end of the year that I then pay for. I think it's amazing.
I was also told they gave me some paperwork with my AT&T stuff. And they said, by the way, as a Costco member, this phone number at the bottom of this page, that is like the VIP Costco member AT&T service line. You do not have to sit on hold. You do not have to press 1 if you'd like this. Press 2 if you're calling for this.
Get the VIP service.
You just rings once and then somebody picks up. I used it yesterday because I had a question about something after the fact. I was like, let me try out this hotline. Sure enough, did not wait. Spoke to somebody right away and was helped.
I need to embrace it. I do. My wife's never going to, so I need to really take the bull by the horns on this. I feel like because our bill just went up, phone bill,
wireless,
my phone bill, because we wanted to get one of those tracking. I call it tracking watches because that's what it is for your small children. You know, the watch, the little gizmo, and Bo actually has an iPhone, but it's shut down. It's just for you know, calling mom and dad and being able to track. But my bill has gone through the roof now because now I have all of those devices on mine. So that's been fun.
I know a lot of people say in the chat, I just can't buy things in that sort of size. Someone said, I don't want four giant jumbo size mustards.
Bro, you don't have to buy mustard for 10 years, though.
And I get it. You can't buy everything. If you live in a smaller apartment, if you have a smaller family, if it's just you. But at some point, you are going to use all the toilet paper.
You will.
Get one of those. Yeah. If you've got at least one closet
throw it under your
where
bed.
You can store it, yeah. You're going to go through that eventually, and you're going to save 9, 10, 11 bucks on that right there. That's almost, you know, a quarter of the way to your Costco membership for the year just once.
You can do everything there. You can get an appendectomy at Costco now. I'm pretty sure they can do that for you.
You certainly can get an eye exam.
There's iron lung in there that you can buy. There's all kinds of stuff. I mean, they have everything that you need. It's just really, I need to just embrace it. I have to just suck it up and just go pick my Costco day and just go on Monday or whatever day it is and just wear it.
It was cool, man. I'm not comfortable like going in there and be like, I'm thinking about shopping my services to another cell phone carrier unless you can, make it worth my while. It's a weird, uncomfortable feeling for me. I just said, look, you know, we're looking to bundle, need to add some internet, to bundle it, trying to get that bill down a little bit. I mean, the guy practically laughed at me when I told him what I was paying for the two phone payments and the service.
He'd have a ball with me then. He would have a ball. He'd fall over.
Yeah, probably.
All right, now that we've given Costco all this free advertising, again, they're not a sponsor for the program. I'm going to ask for one thing.
Singleton Schreiber is a sponsor.
They are a sponsor, yes. Thank you to Singleton Schreiber for advertising on the station. Costco, I don't think
they're both very handsome.
I've never heard a Costco ad here. Can you please bring back the brown butter crispy marshmallow cookies that you had in your bakery a few months ago? They were like the best cookies I've ever had, and they don't have them anymore. They're gone. I asked. They said, we don't know if they're coming back. They were so good.
What are they?
Brown butter crispy marshmallow cookies. They were like...
Sounds good.
It's like it tastes like an oatmeal cookie, but it had melted marshmallows in it and like brown butter. It was the best cookie. And I can't find them anymore.
Never had one of those.
Never
had.
It's like, why would you take them away from me? You give them to me, and I buy them, and I get addicted to them. And then you took them away from me, and I will buy them again if you would just bring them back, please.
Shameless plug there for Costco brown butter cookies.
If you would bring them back. I can't buy them if they don't exist, though.
But you will if they do bring them back.
All right. It is a real or fake Thursday, throwback Thursday. So no musical trivia knowledge necessary to qualify for the trip to Las Vegas for the Eagles tickets at the Sphere. We just need a contestant. Light up the lines right now. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. We'll play our game of real or fake when we come back. See if we can find that, I believe, sixth qualifier for the grand prize trip to Las Vegas. And then Eno Saris at the bottom of the hour with some smart baseball. All ahead with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
We're just talking about saving money if you're trapped in a high-rate mortgage. If you're watching that hard-earned money fly out the window every single month, don't do it. You can go to Loan Pronto. They're delivering the lowest mortgage rates in 3 years. Their rate reduction home loan program, it's very streamlined. It's a low-cost way to slash your house payments by hundreds of dollars a month. You can lock in a fixed rate as low as 4.99% APR and close in as little as 2 weeks. No appraisal needed in most cases. Kicker is you can skip your next two house payments entirely. Get yourself a nice little nest egg there, if you will. Rates this low will not last. Call Loan Pronto now for your free no-obligation quote. They are incredible at what they do. Lower payments, more money in your pocket, and a fresh start with a better mortgage. 619-207-4336 or loanpronto.com. Lock in the new low rate. Skip the next two payments. Don't let the high rates hold you back. 619-207-4336 or loanpronto.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS 1661781. Subject to lender approval, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Smart Baseball with Eno Saris coming up in just a couple of minutes, and we'll discuss the end of the regular season, the drama in Major League Baseball all coming up. But right now, let's see if we can qualify another listener for the trip to Las Vegas and the tickets to the Eagles at the Sphere. It is time to play Real or Fake.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
You can go plow through another donut.
It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
Real or Fake brought to you by Bay Alarm Security and Fire Alarms for every business. We got you, and we've got... Who do we have, Polly? Stuart? Stuart! Yeah. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for having me on playing today.
All right. Good luck to you. If you can get 4 out of 7 right in Real or Fake, you will qualify for this month's phenomenal grand prize. It is... I cannot talk today.
You just can't.
Phenomenal grand prize. It is the Eagles at the Sphere Las Vegas for the tickets to the show on January 30th. 2-night stay at the Venetian Resort Las Vegas and a VIP VIP package and a $100 gas card. Check out your tickets for the Eagles at the Sphere at Ticketmaster.com. All right, you've got Woods here. You can get one phone a friend. That's it, because I want to keep it fair for everybody this month. And here's the topic today, Stuart. The Miramar Air Show begins tomorrow. Annual highlight is always the aerial performance by the U.S. Navy Flight Demonstration Squad, better known, Woods, as the...
Blue Angels.
Blue Angels. Very good. The team currently flies the FA-18 Super Hornets, but has used various different aircraft with cool designations over the past 75 years. Stay on real or fake. I'll give you a name. You tell me if it was a real aircraft once flown by the Blue Angels or a fake I have thrown in to fool you. You know anything about military aircraft, Stuart?
My office is like a block away, and I hear them all day long, but...
All right. Well, good luck. You know, it is a bit of a guessing game.
50-50,
so let's go. Here we go. Round number one. The F-15 Jackal. Real or fake? Blue Angels aircraft.
Oh, Jackal sounds cool. I'm going to go real.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah, buddy.
Fake.
No.
Yeah, it was fake. That's all right. Well, we've got plenty of time to come back. All right. Here we go. Round number two. The F-9 F-2 Panther. Real or fake?
Real.
Yeah, real.
It is real. Yes. Very good. All right, we are tied 1-1. All right, here we go. Round number three. The F-11 F-1 Tiger. Real or fake?
Tiger. Well, I went to, I'm from Auburn, the Auburn Tigers, so I'm going to go real.
Look at
really?
You.
All right. Well, you know what? That paid off for
wow.
you because that one is real, and you are now halfway to the four you need to qualify.
I like Stewart.
I like
all right,
Stewart
let's
too.
Try this
I want him
one.
To win.
Come on,
the
Stewart.
F4J Phantom 2. Real or fake?
Phantom.
It's Phantom 2.
Phantom 2. Oh, now you got me. Man, you threw the two at me. That was a curveball. Real.
Oh, my God.
We are one away. All right, let's try this one. Round number five for the all the marbles. The A4F Skyhawk 2.
Skyhawk.
A4F Skyhawk 2.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get a little help?
No.
I'm
going to
use my Buddy,
it's been like three reels in a row. I think I'm going to roll fake on this
You're
one.
You're much better on Eagles songs.
Yes, much
fake.
Better on
He's
Eagles
going
songs.
Fake.
Let's go fake.
It's up to you, Stewart, though.
All right. I'm going to... I didn't hear his...
Fake.
All right, I agree. He says fake. It's been a three in a row reel,
yep.
So let's roll with fake.
For the win, Pauly!
No!
It's real. Damn all right. It. That's all right. You still got two more chances.
All right,
we're not
we're
done
good.
Yet.
We're good.
The F9, F8 Cougar. F9, F8 Cougar. Stewart.
Sorry, I got to giggle at that one. Come on, guys. Real.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes!
Congratulations, yes! Stewart. You have won our game of real or fake. Hang on the line, Pauly. I'll get you information.
Hated that one so much.
The FA3 Screech Owl.
Fake.
Very good. All right. Whew, let's take a quick timeout when we come back. Eno Saris will join us for the final time this regular season. A little smart baseball as we can start really looking at the matchup between the Padres and the Cubs and what Eno thinks.
Yeah.
He's been pretty high on the Padres' chances all along.
How about now?
What about without Ramon Laureano? We'll discuss it all with Eno coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG-000466. For a full list of games and rules, play at 7 Mile Casino. Visit 7milecasino.com.
All right. First, though, if you're looking for something to do on an off day today, no baseball for you, make a plan to head down to 7 Mile Casino. Go down for lunch, play in the afternoon. They've got pretty much 24-7. They've got good action going at the California-style blackjack tables. If you are a Texas Hold'em player, they'll have tables going. They'll have high-limit tables going. They take good care of their high-limit players. They're looking for those big players who really like to play high-limit card action.
Yeah, no doubt. Our buddy BKG went in there, and I love when you guys send me a picture when you're at 7 Mile Casino of your stack of chips. That makes me very happy because I know you're having a good time because they take good care of you when you go, and I know you're sitting in a smoke-free environment just playing cards. No slot machines. It's a place for card players. Really, really good food as well. Check them out. Best part, just 7 minutes
from
downtown.
You don't have to make the long drive, which, you know, cuts into all your enjoyment time. If you're spending an hour and a half or 2 hours in the car there and back, that could be time that you're enjoying yourself. And 7 Mile Casino, you're not just getting a close casino. You're getting the best one with the great atmosphere. There's so much to love about it. Check it out today. Hop on the 5, go south, get off East Street. You're going to be right on Bay Boulevard, west side of the freeway. 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com. Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
On you.
Looks on good. Me.
Buy a hat.
On me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Adam just brought this in. If you're in our YouTube stream,
You
can see me wearing the new Los Padres Hispanic Heritage Celebration theme game hat, which you can pick up this weekend at Petco Park. But you do, as Mudd always tells you, you need the theme game ticket.
That's a themer.
Yeah, it's Friday and Saturday for either of those games. You can get the theme game ticket, which comes with the Padres, Los Padres hat. Why you don't think this one? We have Woods has strong opinions about hats on my head in particular.
Yeah.
And you've really yet to find the perfect solution.
I'm still looking. My eyes are still, and I'm no different right now. I used to look good in hats. I don't anymore. Something's happening. It happens to us. It happens to you as you get older. Polly looks good in hats. We don't. And I can't find one that
really...
Is it
just baseball caps? If I had a Stetson or a yarmulke
or
something,
would
I be better?
You would look good in a fedora, I think, is probably your look at the end of the day.
It's a cool hat.
Newsboy hat. It is a cool hat. It would look good on Paul. Paul should be the one modeling this right now, not you. I think we get older, our heads get bigger, I think.
Is that true? I don't know that that's medically true. Why would your head get bigger?
I don't know, but I think it does. I think it does.
You're done growing. Your head is not getting bigger.
I can't find one that doesn't look like it's sticking.
It does look better on Paulie.
It does look better on Paulie. Look. Wait, it looks natural.
Yeah. It goes with what you're wearing, even. It's like,
yeah,
solid.
A little bit, yeah.
All right. Well, just remember, if you'd like to attend this weekend's games, you can learn more at padres.com/Hispanic Heritage.
Sorry.
Well, I tried to throw it on the counter. It
didn't make it all the way.
Hello.
All right. Let's check traffic, and then we'll talk to Eno Saris, get our first look ahead of what looks to be a Padres-Cubs wild card matchup next week, coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan.
It's time for the super polished, yet to be named Smart Baseball Weekly segment with Eno Harris. Saris, son of a bitch. Brought to you by 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from the ballpark by the Bay in Chula Vista. Here's Eno Saris with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, don't sugarcoat it, Eno. The loss of Ramon Laureano to a broken finger, out at least the wild card series against a Cubs team. A lot of left-handed pitchers. How bad is this for the San Diego Padres, in your opinion?
I mean, it's not good, but it all points to, the big source of right-handed power that's missing right now. Although I should say that Manny Machado's power stroke seems to be all right.
The contact stroke yesterday is putting the ball in play.
Yesterday was rough.
How many
four strikeout games does he have?
I don't know. I can't. I think I can remember maybe one other one, but I'd need to look that up. You know, it was a particularly rough day for Manny against some pitching that was, you know, fairly hittable. Guys were hitting the ball hard yesterday. Manny was not. Maybe still hung over. I have no idea. Does take a little longer the older you get. But, yeah, not my favorite Manny Machado plate appearances yesterday.
No. It was one of those days, I guess. Maybe one too many Budweiser.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, I think that, you know, Bogaerts, Machado, Fermin as well. Tatis has been going well. So it just puts a little bit of pressure on the rest of the right-handed bats to come through. You know, Bogey's been pretty good all year. Fermin's been an upgrade over Diaz. But Machado's the big stick.
Yeah, and they're going to, you know, listen, and like they'll do with Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber and Shohei Ohtani, they're going to pitch him very, very tough. He's going to be no different than any other superstar on any other playoff team. Christian Yelich, you know, is going to get pitched differently than Bryce Terang or Sal Frelick. It's just they're going to go after guys like Manny a little bit tougher because that's a guy that can beat you with one swing. And, you know, how does he rise above it in the playoffs? It's literally you're just throwing darts at a board and hoping that he gets pitches to handle and that he doesn't miss them. I mean, it's not rocket science for the playoffs. You know, like, we're not going to go anywhere if Tatis and Machado and Xander don't hit Boyd and Imanaga and then the litany of left-handers that they can run out there.
Yeah, and, you know, I think it brings up a couple of interesting things. This year has been the worst year for right-handers against left-handers in general.
That right.
Yeah, and it's because, I mean, I don't know why it is exactly, but I think it has something to do with it's also one of the rarest, this year is one of the fewest amount of pitches have been thrown by left-handers in a long time. So when I asked Austin Riley about it, he said, I'm not seeing lefties that much. You know, it may have something to do with the three batter minimum in the bullpen. You're not as likely to have what they used to call a loogie, the lefty one out guy.
Yep.
So there's a certain amount of that going on. Then there's another thing that, like, you would never project a player to have reverse platoon splits. This is like a statistical thing, but it's just, you know, it takes a really big sample to say, oh, this lefty is hitting lefties better than righties. Like, he should be in the lineup. So I'd be careful when you, like, look at, you know, this year's splits and try to figure out which lefty is going to be in the lineup. But that doesn't mean that one couldn't be better than another. And one thing I just looked at is that Ryan O'Hearn pulls the ball less than Gavin Sheets. And I think that theoretically a guy who pulls the ball less should be better against same-handed. The reasoning is, you know, you're going to get same-handed sliders go away from you, right? If you're a pull guy, you're going to pull off of those, you're going to strike out. But if you're an all-fields guy, if you're a servant to the opposite field guy, a little bit more like O'Hearn more than Sheets, then maybe theoretically O'Hearn could bat be lefties more often. If that's the case, you could get a rise off the field. And so there could be some small little defensive benefits that come from it. But, yeah, it's overall, it's a loss.
Hey, Eno, the Cubs, like many teams this year, early in the season, they look like the best team in baseball. Of course, you know, the Mets look like the best team in baseball. The Tigers look like the best team in baseball. The Blue Jays look like the best team in baseball. None of it held. Since the All-Star break, the Cubs have been .500. What's happened to the Cubs is, and, you know, what kind of team do you think the Padres are going to be facing now next week?
I think it's a good matchup for them because the Cubs have a good lineup, but their rotation isn't that strong and their bullpen isn't that strong. Now, they did get Danny Palencia back, so they at least have a 100-mile-an-hour closer. But other than that, you know, even their lefties, like Matt Boyd's pretty much a soft tosser. Imanaga's at you know, 92, 93. So there's no velocity that you're really afraid of in the rotation. They've got one guy in the bullpen you're afraid of velocity-wise. And then, you know, even in terms of, like, how bendy their pitches are or how crazy their stuff is, I'm just not that afraid of their staff. So hopefully the Padres, you know, bats can get healthy against them. At the same time, it will be a tough task for the Padres team to the staff to keep this lineup down. But on the other hand, the Padres bullpen is so good that you just have to win the first like four or five innings, I feel like. And that can be possible because their starters are not that good. So yeah. I think it's a good matchup. It's something that should work out for them.
That's kind of what we've been thinking about, you know, as well, is like make it a, you know, I mean, like yesterday, Dylan Cease went out and he threw five innings, gave up one run, struck out eight, walked two. You sign up for that ASAP. If you told me he can do that in game two or game one at Wrigley Field, I rubber stamp that, and I think everybody does right away. You know, what Michael King's going to offer, we just don't know. What Yu Darvish is going to offer, you know, we just don't know. I think, you know, the potential for games to, the leash has just got to be incredibly short, really, for all of our starters. Nicky P got lit up pretty good in Chicago, didn't pitch well there. So, you know, they're going to have to really watch these guys. And can you go into a three-game series? Yeah, we got a couple guys that throw really hard out of our bullpen as well. But how much are they going to be used the first three games? It's going it's going to be nuts. So I want to go back to the thing that I love talking to you about the most, the chaos. You know, chaos theory of trying to win these baseball games and what you can do with really three starters you're not super sure about. When you look at the Cubs lineup, you know, is there a scene where you could picture like, hey man, Mason Miller may have to come out in the fourth inning and throw two innings to bridge a gap, you know, to hold a lead? How weird should it get?
Well, I just think about last night. Dylan Cease has been dancing the tightrope all night. You know, they had runners on in every inning, I think. You know, they had runners on second in a bunch of innings.
Yep.
You know, he's making it through. He gets the fifth inning and, you know, he gets two outs. And because, you know, it's the regular season, you know, I think you leave him in. But I say once, he gives up that single to Turang, if it's in the playoffs, he's out.
Yep. Done. Yeah.
He's out. He's got 4 2/3. That's fine.
Yes.
And then, you know, in this scenario facing Vaughn, you know, I think that, I don't know if it's necessarily Merrill,
Miller,
not Merrill, Miller,
but Estrada or Morgan or somebody like that.
I think you go to a good righty there, and try to get through that inning. But, and then the next time that, Yelich and Churio come up, you know, I guess they went to Morejon. That's fine. But, you know, that might be the Miller time, you know? And in this scenario, Miller pitches the seventh and the eighth.
Yeah.
Been perusing some dicks. And I want to ask Woods, because I don't even know if Eno knows this. Which Cubs player do you think has the highest B-war on their team? I'd probably give you 10 guesses. I don't know that you'd get it.
I don't know.
Oh. It's not Nico Horner?
It's Nico Horner.
Nico Horner.
And his six home runs and his 746 OPS. Does he, like, catch everything out at second base?
Yeah,
like,
he's really good.
I mean, I know he's really good, but so is Bryce Terang out at second base as well. Ian Happ always scares me. Against the Padres, like, Ian Happ is a Padres killer. That's kind of... It's an unusual lineup because they are much deeper in terms of, like, their war, like, of all their starters. Seiya Suzuki's ninth of their war players, so that is a very balanced lineup that they have.
Yeah, and Suzuki would be better at DH, has been pressed into outfield duty because of Kyle Tucker's injury. And that's still a big wild card for them. He is supposedly trending towards a return to the lineup this weekend. That'll push Suzuki back to DH. But then if you think about it, like, who's their worst hitter? Carson Kelly's had a pretty good year, their catcher. Pete Crow Armstrong, you know, is maybe their Matt Shaw is their worst hitter by WRC+. So, and he has a 94. So basically, their worst hitters are near league average or better.
Yeah.
And can run into one. You know, none of the other than Nico Horner, everybody's got double digit homers. And so, yeah, it's a really deep lineup, and so I think that'll change some of the discussion too. It's like, you know, that's why you want Miller to go too. You don't want him to only just do the heart of the lineup. You don't want to, you know, take your foot off the gas when the bottom of the lineup comes up.
Yeah, that's a little more worrisome than I thought. I look at the names and I go, yeah, they can handle those, but they have performed all year long. Eno, when we talk to you next week, who knows where we'll be at in the postseason. But, you know, it should be a very interesting series, and appreciate your contributions all regular season long.
We will either be sad
or happy,
like depressed,
or very,
ecstatic,
or very nervous,
or
nervous,
ready to vomit.
Correct.
For game three.
Yeah, nervous again
should
already.
Should be fun.
Because going to be a big week. Thanks for everything, guys.
Thanks, brother.
You know, Saris joining us as he's done all season long. Yeah,
I mean, ecstatic, depressed, or nervous beyond all.
Yeah,
I'm
not surprised.
There's no in between.
Right. Yeah, I'm not surprised Eno got it just because he spends so much time with the numbers. But I was shocked that Nico Horner was their top WAR player because he doesn't scream superstar in that lineup. Well, you know, when you've got Pete Crow Armstrong, Kyle Tucker, Dansby Swanson. You think, well, it must be one of those guys. I know Seiya Suzuki got off to a great start, but yeah, Nico Horner, and Ian Happ is not a superstar, but man, he plays well against the Padres, it feels like. Seems like one of those guys who's always a Padres killer every time they face him. So plenty of nervous moments. There's no weak spots in the lineup to go through. But it is the playoffs as well, and you've got pitchers.
He only hits .226
against the Padres.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Two bombs, seven RBIs,
crazy.
10 runs scored
this
in
year, or
23
like
games. Lifetime.
Wait,
nothing ever gets it right. .224, 37 hits, 4 home runs, 20 RBIs, 20 runs scored, according to StatMuse.
Yeah, and sometimes you get that idea in your head that guys are more dangerous than they are.
I feel like Imanaga does well against us.
He's had two good starts against the Padres this year. I think one was, you know, like 6 shutout, and the other he gave up 2 runs, but he certainly has given the Padres problems in the past. Playoffs are such a different animal,
they
though.
They are.
You know, it's definitely a different form of baseball.
Oh, yeah.
When you get to the postseason.
Yeah, we don't really have anybody that handles him other than Tatis has hit Imanaga pretty well. Yeah.
Crying. All right. We're going to have more days to discuss a Padres-Cubs matchup because unless the Dodgers lose every game and the Padres win every game, the Padres will be facing the Cubs
Correct.
In the first round of the playoffs. That's your matchup. We're almost assured of that. Now, we'll come back with our Rindle Report. We've got one more hour before the roundtable kicks in. Stick around. More Ben and Woods on the way on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.